Life Christian Centre is a church located in the city of Adelaide. It is made up of people from different backgrounds and walks of life who have been transformed through a relationship with Jesus Christ. For more information, visit us online at www.life-church.com.au.
You're glad to be in church this morning? Well, it's an absolute great Sunday morning. We have Pastor Vicky Simpson with us today to share the Word of God, and just love every time she comes. We try and get her here at least once a year, and she's like, it's spending time with her is like spending time with an older sister, you know. She's part of the family, and we're so blessed to have her. For those that don't know Vicky, she's recognized as a dynamic prophet and a preacher who brings breakthrough and releases faith. She ministers all over the nation and countries of the world, and she's the real deal. And I always love gleaning from her, her thoughts about church and what's happening in the broader church. I know we're going to be blessed by the word today, because she's going to speak a word into the life of this church. So would you give her a big, big, big warm welcome as she comes to minister the word today. Amen.
Thank you. How are you going? Good. It's great to be here. Thank you, Brother Keyboard. You can have a break. Now, I've got to know this, though, because I notice You're having a good time while you're here on the keyboard. I notice sometimes you're having a bit of a laugh. I'm like, now, is he laughing because of the joy of the Lord? Or is someone actually telling jokes in this thing into your ear? You can tell me later. You know, it's a bit of both. I had a suspicion. I thought something's going on here. Anyone else notice that? Brother Keyboard's having a bit of a laugh. I'm thinking, okay, I think it's a bit more than the joy of the Lord happening here. There we go. Sprung. I'm watching everything, mate. I tell you. I'm watching everything. I'm like, you know, watching it all. Anyway, so great to be back. Oh, no, a bit cheeky, aren't I? That's how comfortable I feel. You know, thank you so much to Pastors Joe and Lena for having me back. And I'd only been saying to Chrissy that I do feel very comfortable when I come here. I do feel like it's one of the home away from homes. And these days, for those of you who don't know me, you've not heard me before, give me a wave. If this is, look at where, Mamma Mia, look at them all. Wow. There's no room more. This is places, it's like filled to the rafters. You know that packed to the rafters? This is here. Talking about this place. So for those of you who don't know me, I'll do a very quick intro. So Vicky Simpson. Don't be fooled by the name. There's Italian blood in these veins. I got that name from my skippy husband. Tall, dark and handsome. Angelic visitation. Damien. And I've been in ministry, mostly travelling, for 32 years. But in recent years, especially the last couple of years, I'm not travelling so much because I'm caring for my mum. So my husband and I, we relocated from Sydney to Perth last year. And I actually lived here in Adelaide in Happy Valley for 12 years. So I've been around. I've gallivanted around a bit. 14 years in Sydney. Lived in Queensland for 7 years. But I'm originally from Perth, and I've returned back. The eagle has returned back to the nest, looking after mum. So there's only a handful of places I'm going to at the moment, and you're one of them. You're one of them. Now, I don't know if I should say consider yourself, you know, honoured. I don't know if I should say it. I'm honoured to be here. So there you go. So for those of you who don't know me, this is the bottom line. Your pastors love me, so should you. Right? So I know we're on a first date, but try not to keep me at arm's length and be checking her out. And, you know, I've come with a heart to bless, and let's have a good time and hear what the Lord would have to say today. Okay, does that sound good? Here we go. So let's pray together right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you that your word is alive, living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And I thank you, Lord, today for Life Christian Center. I thank you, Lord, for every person here today under the sound of my voice, every family represented. I pray today, Lord, that they would not hear the voice of a woman, but they would hear from you. And I just love, Lord, how you have a way of taking what I say and doing something very powerful and personal with each person right where they're at. And so, Lord, just commit this time to you. I commit, Lord, myself to you. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. And I pray Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth today, right here, right now, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So every year at the outset, I pray and wait on the Lord for a word for the year. So a word that I can bring the church, that I can declare, bring to God's people. And this year, for 2024, and I know we're almost halfway through it, but I still feel the power and the relevance of this word. So I'm going to release it into this house today, and it's this. It was one word. The Lord actually gave me one word. In fact, he gave me one syllable. One syllable for 2024. And it's this. It's the word, ta-da, the word let's. Let's. So let's, as in let us, right? Let us, not as in tennis when the ball hits top of the net. Anyone play tennis? I'm a tennis fanatic. I don't play it like I used to, the right shot. I play pickleball. Anyone heard of pickleball? Mate, you got to get with the program. Fastest growing sport in the world is pickleball. Bit of a cross between tennis, badminton, table tennis. It's amazing. But anyway, that's not what this is. Let's, as in let us. Let us. And I feel the Lord today wants to bring a revelation of the power of let's. Everyone say let's. The first mention of let's in the Bible was in Genesis 1:26. Father God says to the Son and the Holy Spirit, let's make man in our own image. Let's make man in our own image. And together the Trinity came into agreement and went, yes, let's. Yes, let's. Genesis 1:27. As a result of that, yeah, of that let's, it says, so God created mankind. In his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. So as a result of that let's, something very powerful happened. Something very significant. It was no small thing when mankind was created. We are here as a result of that let's. So the word let's can be very significant, can be very powerful. And I believe God wants us to lean into the word let's. Now, let's just establish that let's isn't automatic. It isn't automatic because there is always the option of let's not. There's always the option of let's not. But let's is always an option. And this is what let's does. Let's gives permission. Let's is a launch pad. Let's gets things started. Let's gets the ball rolling. Let's. Anyone marry their opposite? Give me a wave. I could not have married more of my opposite if I had gone looking. I mean, which at its best is a wonderful balance, right? It's incredible synergy. But sometimes opposites attract and then they attack. Right? Just those of you who are considering, you know, marriage, that's just a reality, right? And it's so funny because so often in our marriage, I'm the extrovert, but I'm also the risk taker. And I love new things and adventure and going to different places and just doing things for the sake of it. So I'll say, let's. Say to my let's. Now, my husband's and he's a good man. I'm not throwing him under the bus. This is just, I'm saying one's better than the other, right? Not saying one's better than the other. But Damien is the man who likes to go to the same place for holiday every year. The same resort. We go for coffee every morning. Damien and I, we connect 7 in the morning. We go to a local cafe. Same cafe. It's got to be the same cafe every day, right? And I'll be saying, oh, let's go to a different cafe. Well, no, let's not. Right. So there is always the option of let's not. But I love this example. Let's look at a little case study in the Word of God. Another beautiful example of the power of let's. 2 Kings 6:1. Now in this story, we have Elisha with his ministry team. The prophet Elisha has his apprentices, the company of junior prophets, the guys who are under his leadership, who he is mentoring, training, fathering, and his spiritual sons come to him. And it says, they say to Elisha, 2 Kings 6 verse 1, look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let's go to the Jordan where each of us can get a pole and let's build a place there for us to meet. So it's very interesting, this story. It's very interesting, this story. Firstly, I think it speaks a lot to the relationship that they had, that his spiritual sons, the juniors, felt that they could come to their spiritual father, and they came with some ideas. They came with a need, right? They weren't expecting that Elisha had the answers to everything. They weren't just there waiting for Elisha to identify every need, every solution. They had that sort of secure relationship with him that they came and said, hey, Dad, I don't know if you realise it, getting a bit squeezy around here, right? Getting a bit tight in this place. And there are three. They ask permission for three things. Let's go, let's get, let's build. Let us. So they're saying, let us go, let us get, and let us build. Now, I love this interaction. I love this interaction. How many of you were brought up in a household of no? Every Italian here starts to laugh. Now, come on, how many of you grew up and the default was no? Didn't matter what you asked for, it was no. My dad, it was like, what do you think? Can money grow on trees? What do you think of this? Is Christmas? It was like, oh, the default was no. It's like, now my mum, she's not just no. My mum is 86 years old and it is still, it's not just no, it's oh, no. She's not just the queen of no, she's the queen of no. And so there's some of us, we're so used to cultures of no. And especially you're here today and you're a parent. Can I just encourage parents here today? Let's have a consider in relationship to your children, especially if your children are young. Just consider every time you respond, are you automatically saying no? Is there a good reason? Now, there are some good reasons why we say no. There are good reasons to say no. But if you're saying no for no reason, you know, a default of no can have negative consequences. Actually, my mum's no. They actually can come in handy sometimes. You know, my mum was in hospital for 3 months last year, very sick. And there was an instance where she was very, very sick. She had delirium. She didn't know where she was. She was off with the fairies, living in Perth. We turn up to visit. And how are you going? Oh, they took me to Tasmania today. Like it was anyone, I know for anyone has experienced that with any of their love. Delirium takes them, woo, woo, woo. All different experiences and places. Anyway, she had some serious health issues and the specialist was going to need to do some permanent surgery, some possibility of permanent catheter and all this sort of thing, quite full on. And I wasn't prepared to make that decision when she was out to it. But when she came through and she was with it, and they said, look, this is the problem. You know, your system, urinary tract system, it's not working, it's not functioning. You're going to have to have this permanently. Oh, no. No. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? She just, and the specialist trying to say, you got no choice. So I said, This is a little bit of an aside, but it will build some of your faith. I said, can we just give it a week? She's just heard this news. She's got to kind of process it. Can you just give us a week? And in that week, I sent the word out, the friends, can you pray? Can you pray? Please pray. I don't know what to do. Please pray. Some friends rose up real gift of faith within 1 week later, and they decided to do tests again. Oh, funnily, everything had resurrected. And in the specialist words, not great, but good enough. So thank God for that. So sometimes, no, can be, can work for your good. But I feel we're in the season where God wants us to be like Elisha, whose default wasn't no, because in this instance, he didn't say no to the to his spiritual sons. He didn't say no. He actually said, go. Let us go and let us get and let us build. Let us go, let us get, let's build. And Elisha said, go. I believe God wants us to turn up the dial on our let's, because let's is synonymous with yes. Let's is synonymous, and there are some of you here today and you have lived like this. The answer is no unless God says yes. But if God wants us to be people that the answer is yes unless God says no. And it is a significant shift of thinking. And I feel God wants to set some of you free today, because there is stuff, you know, there is stuff that we are meant to say no to. There is some very clear things that we say let's not to in the Word of God, right? Oh, let's have an affair. No, let's not. I know that sounds pretty obvious, and it doesn't start with that. It's usually, oh, let's just catch up for a coffee after work. No, let's not. Oh, gee, oh, we could really benefit with some more money, you know, perhaps we can just, you know, just compromise a little bit on the tax return. Why don't we, let's do this. No, let's not. There are some things that are very clearly prescribed in the Word of God, right? But there's a whole lot of stuff. A whole lot of stuff that isn't, that it's not going to be the unforgivable sin to say yes to. Let's go and check out. Let's go check out that home that's open for inspection. Now, we can't afford to buy a house. What's the point? Well, let's just look. Let's just look. You never know if you never go. What harm's it going to do? What harm will it do? I just feel that God wants to unshackle some of you, that your potential, the possibility of God has just been limited in your life. There are couples here who've been living in disagreement, and I'm seeing some of you, there's even individuals here today, and you're saying yes to things you should be saying no to and no to things you should be saying yes to. And I pray for clarity to know the difference. I pray for discernment to come. As there's nothing worse than when people kind of have their own personal baggage and then they turn it into doctrine. There's nothing worse, it's because of your own experience. And then you think, well, God said no to you, he's saying no to everyone. Or he said no to you in that one season. I had this interesting revelation. I was sharing it with my friend Chrissy this morning. So who's heard of Elijah the prophet? Elijah the prophet. Let me tell you something very quickly about Elijah. This is a little aside. This is for free. This isn't in the notes. This is hot off the press, okay? So Elijah, actually, can you pass me my phone, Chrissy? It's just in my handbag, because I'll be able to find the scripture reference. So Elijah the prophet, if you remember him, he was the one who called down fire on the altar, you know, and defeated the prophets of Baal. And then Jezebel was upset and was out to kill him. He ends up in a cave. He's depressed. So it's just purple. I think that's it. Here we go. He's there depressed in a cave. And there's this experience that Elijah has. And it says that the wind came, but God didn't speak in the wind, right? Then there was the earthquake. God didn't speak in the earthquake. Was there anything else? The fire. God didn't speak in the fire. But then came the still small voice, right? And so Elijah the prophet had an encounter with the still small voice of God. And so everyone says that God's voice is only still and small. right? Still, the still small voice of God. He wasn't in the wind. He wasn't in the earthquake. He wasn't in the fire. But listen to this. I'm reading the book of Job at the moment, just for a bit of light entertainment. You know, so I'm reading the book of Job. Job 38, the opening line, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Hey, how interesting. He didn't answer Elijah out of the whirlwind, but he did answer Job out of the whirlwind. God's voice is still and small, but also his voice thunders, according to Psalms, breaks the cedars of Lebanon. So God's voice can whisper, he can shout, and he can all volume in between. And I had a picture, this morning of like a sound desk. So you know a sound desk? I don't know where yours is hiding. It's on the balcony. So, you know, a sound desk, you've got these, I don't know, what do you call them, those buttons you push up and down, you slide. Right? Mix, it's like the mixing desk, right? And you're mixing all different components of the sound. There's the volume, you got the bass, you got, you know, even my, I remember my old, you know, boombox, the old cassette player back in the day. That even had a bit of, you know, the bass, the treble, you mixed it. But this is what I'm seeing. It's like yes and no, yes and no. And some of you have to dial up your yes on some things. And then you got to dial down the no to some things. And then you say no to some things. Yes, got to dial up your no to some things. And I pray today that conviction will come and clarity will come to some. There are some of you, and it's like you're saying yes to things you should be saying no to. But it's a balance, right? We tend to think of things as black and white. Oh, well, Elijah, God wasn't in the whirlwind. He wasn't in the fire. He wasn't in. And so God's voice is still and small all the time to everyone. No. So just be careful of making kind of doctrine out of something that was for a specific place and time. Is that clear? And some of you are looking back. Maybe God said no to something before that now he's saying yes to. It's a bit like, remember, Abraham. He goes to sacrifice Isaac on the altar. Who remembers Abraham? See, Abraham, God tells him, go, take your son, your only son, and offer him as a sacrifice. God initiated that. That was God's idea. He left and he goes up Mount Moriah at the express direction of God in obedience to him. And he's got the knife drawn, about to sacrifice his son. And God goes, oh, no, stop. Stop. Now that I know that you would do that, now that I know that you would not hold back your son, your only son, from me, I'm going to provide a sacrifice. And this ram, this sheep, right, comes up the mountainside at just in the nick of time. How would it have gone for Isaac, to be honest, if Abraham had gone, no, Lord, but you said to sacrifice. Sorry, that can't be God. He said. You see, God wants us to be people who are flowing with what God is saying, not just with what he has said. And I pray right now that every person here today, I pray that Life Christian Center will be a church, will be a people who are sensitive to what God is saying, not locked in and making sacred what God has said. When he is saying, I'm not saying that anymore. What was said for that day is not being said for today. And I pray for discernment for all of us to know the difference. And so some of us have known what it is to be brought up in cultures of no. But God is saying, the leash is off in Jesus' name. You know how dogs have leashes? I tell you something, sheep aren't designed for leashes. Sheep should not be on leashes. And I see greater freedom and liberty coming into lives here today. Can I have the worship team return, please? God is not afraid of the word yes. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says the word says all of God's promises are yes and amen. He's not afraid of the word yes. It's pretty sad when we're just known for what we're against, not what we're for. Right? Let's. So there are dreams here today. There have just been like thoughts that have gone through some of your heads and you're kind of saying, oh dear, God wouldn't say yes to that. Would God say yes to that? Is that the Lord? Is that the will of God? I tell you what, if it does not directly contravene the expressed directions in the Word of God, if it does not contravene clear principles in the Word of God, like what harm will it do to have a go? There's some of you here, you've thought of signing up for a course. Well, what if it's not God? What if it is? You never know if you never go. I have people come to me I do online coaching at the moment. I help people get clarity about their, you know, next step, decisions, helping people to just navigate, you know, the future. And I find so many people are projecting fear. They're making decisions like not to do things out of fear. And so I don't know if I should apply for this job. They're asking me to apply for this job. I don't know if God wants me to apply. Well, why wouldn't you? Well, if it's not his will, you won't get the job. Just apply first. There's no chance of you getting the job if you don't apply. Well, what if I get it? Well, if you don't feel that it's the Lord, then you can say no. So what? Are you actually saying no to things now because of fear? God never directs by fear, ever, ever, ever. Oh, I'm afraid. Listen out for that, right? There's one thing to have a lack of peace, right? That, you know, the Holy Spirit gives you a. Who's familiar with the? I'm going to say, how are you going to translate that? There are times when the Holy Spirit goes, oh, you know, you're not feeling the peace of the Holy Spirit on something. But if you were to be honest with yourself, how many times is it, oh, but I'm afraid. But I'm afraid if I do that, I'll get rejected. I'm afraid if I do that, I'll get misunderstood. I'm afraid. No, this is not the season to be afraid. Call it out. Name it what it is. And in actual fact, I've discovered more often than not, that fear is a barrier to something very significant in God. An opportunity to grow. There are opportunities with your names on it that will not be possessed by you or your, but I'm afraid. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone ever see the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey in it? Look, it's not a Christian movie, okay? So if you go and watch it, I know, a little dodgy in parts. I know, look, mature audiences only. But gee, I love the premise of that movie. If you didn't see it, in Yes Man, he was Mr. No. No to everything. He used to work in a bank, approving bank loans, and everyone had came to him. Nope. And he lost his friends because he wouldn't go out. His friends would come, let's go hang out. Nope. Lost his girlfriend because she was tired of all his no. He was real, you know, miserable. But then he had this encounter with a New Age guru. Don't go listen to New Age gurus either, just for the record. And he made this pact with the universe to say yes to everything. It was so funny. Yes to everything. Everything came up on his laptop to buy. Bought a new bed, bought everything. Lessons. He took lessons in flying, lessons in guitar, lessons in Korean. Yes, yes, yes. Anything that came up, yes. People came to get their job, their bank applications approved. He had a queue out the door because he just went, yes, 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 yes. I know that's an extreme example, but there are people like that here today, and God wants you to flip from no to yes. to be yes. What are you saying no to? You should be saying yes to. Right now, I take authority in Jesus' name over every spirit of fear. I bind fear. Fear of being rejected. Fear of messing up. Fear of missing God. Listen, if you miss God, He will find you. And you know what? That's a Joyce Meyer quote. That's not even an original. Got the best clap of the day. There you go. Thank you, Joyce. But it's true. He's the good shepherd. He's good at his job. Good at his job. Is a gentleman, one, a few rows halfway down, you've got a check shirt, blue check shirt. You got your tall gentleman, white and blue check shirt. Give me a wave if you know who I'm talking to. Yeah, yeah. What's your name? Derek. Anyone know Derek? Show Derek some love. Let's show Derek some love. Derek, God's giving you clarity. Clarity. I see, you know the dimmer switches on lights, right? So the light's on, but I see God with his hand on the dimmer switch, making it brighter for you. And some stuff has happened that has just made you a bit cautious, a bit gun shy. Because, you know, you stepped out on a conviction and it didn't go to plan, didn't work out the way you expected. And so our faith can take a battering from experiences like that. And I'd imagine actually even today there are others, not just Derek, who've experienced that. So you stepped out in faith, didn't God say? And then you didn't think it went, you know, the way you expected. But although it didn't seemingly go to plan, you know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord." Plans, it's plural. It's plural. So when I see a plan that it's like you sadly rolled up and just sort of put away, I hear the Lord going, "Here's another plan. Here's another plan." And it's not plan B. Not plan B. Well, that was plan A and somehow I missed it. And now, no, God says it's not second best. But I see fresh vision coming, Derek. I see this clarity, fresh courage being restored to your soul. And I hear a let's. I hear the Lord, the Holy Spirit coming to you and say, Derek, let us. And you're rising up and saying, let's. Sometimes we do it afraid. Fear, faith is not the absence of fear, everyone, so you know. Faith is not the absence of feeling. You know, you can do it afraid. You can do it afraid. And I see you stepping out, Derek, across a line. I'm seeing a line being drawn today. And you're crossing over. You're saying, God, I'm going to step back into yes. I'm going to step back into let's. I pray great courage because there's a great future ahead. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, give the Lord a hand. There's ideas floating around. There's ideas that many of you, you know, ideas to reach people, ideas to, you know, to share the love of God with people. Let's invite our neighbour over for dinner. Well, what? Yeah, let's. Let's go and talk to that person. You get this idea, you know, let's offer to look after their kids so that they can go away for, yes, let's. I mean, sometimes if you're single here today, you know, our let's is with the Lord. Yes, let's. Let's. So what is it? What ideas have you had? What ideas? Actually, there's sitting next to Derek. Are you a couple there on that side? No, in the middle? I just got to make sure. Not with Derek, but with the other guy. That's what I meant. Yeah. Okay, you are, because I'm thinking you're sitting a bit close to each other just for saying if you're not a couple. I just thought, I'm thinking, man, okay, this is, what are your names? Dominica and Frank. God's infusing a new confidence in you both. Now, there's something evangelistic about you guys. You are hospitable. You do make room for others. There is always room for more. And you're big-hearted people. And I feel, firstly, God wants to, He wants to honour you and He wants to say you've been through some tests in recent times and I see you passing these different tests, faith tests, trust tests, provision tests, things where you've had to really look to God, lean on the Lord, And you've had nothing but each other and faith. Like, we're just going to believe. And I'm just seeing these green ticks. Past, past, past. Because it's like you're going in between primary school and high school, or high school and university. You're coming to, it's like the end of one season. You're about to be promoted into another. And so like we do in the natural, we go through tests. That's what you've been going through. But God wants just to encourage you that seeds you have sown, even in your own family, ones who you did not think are even listening to you, who aren't taking any notice, they're watching. They're watching. And I'm seeing a harvest coming through even ones, your own loved ones, your own extended family, other connections. And some it's been for long standing. They haven't listened. They don't care. Oh, God, I hear the Lord saying, they will care. There's a time coming. They will care. And so, Father God, I just thank you. Weeping endures for the night, but joy comes in the morning. You've sown in tears, you're going to reap with joy. So I thank you, Father, for them. In Jesus' name. Who knows that couple? Who knows them? Show them some love. Show them some love, even if you don't know them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you're visiting today and you think, what's going on now? What's she doing? Why is she talking to people? Is she going to talk to me? What? That's just a gift, right? Gift from God. It's a prophetic gift. What's a prophetic? It's thoughts from God, encouragement. Just impressions. I'm not hearing an audible voice. Just a thought. Just share it in faith. Could help someone. We can all do that. We can all do that. Who's got some ideas of some lets that you've got to lean into? Anyone here today got a something you're saying no to, and you're thinking perhaps I should say yes to it? Give me a wave. Give me a wave. Anything God's challenging you about? Yeah. Yeah. Anyone realize that they've had a default of no? Well, not many want to confess to that. Thank you. There are things even within the life of the church, and even things going forward. And I'm going to share more in the next service. But I'm just seeing, even around the table of leadership here at Life Christian Center, things that was going to, you know, there's always been a spirit of faith. But I'm just seeing even things that you might have just sort of gone back foot on that you're going to go front foot on. Things that you're going to say, well, let's just stop talking about this. Let's do it. Let's have a go. Well, if it doesn't work out, what harm will it do? What harm will it do? You never know if you never go. And I heard the Lord say this morning as I was praying, the experimental years. The experimental years. And I'm like, what does that mean? And it's literally like ideas, just experimenting with different ideas. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. So let's give it a go. Let's give it a go. Because you never know. You never know. What if it doesn't work? What if it does? But there will be some things it's like, nah, okay. That didn't work, but it's refined. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. I thank you, Lord, for it's like this new risk taking, but not recklessness. Not recklessness, but just erring on the side of let's. On the side of yes, where you may have gone, let's see. Let's see. Let's wait. Maybe today's the day you've got the Lord saying, come, follow me. Let's walk together. Let's make a decision to follow Jesus. Let's make a fresh commitment to surrender to him. Let's stop living half-hearted. Let's stop dabbling with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. There's someone here today and the Lord is saying to you, come on, let's do it. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's. I thank you, Father, for stirring. I'd love to pray for you as a church before I finish today. I'd love you to stand. Everyone stand right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're leading worship in the next session. We'll have a little bit of fun at the end in the next one. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Love you. Lift your hands to heaven right now. I can see there's people on the top row. You've been blinded by the light. Your anointing up there is so bright. I can't really see your faces. But I thank you, Father, right now for every person. Yeah, this is going to be a church of let's. Yeah, just like Elisha and the company of the prophets, like let's do this. Yeah, let's have a go. Father, in every family here, Lord, every couple, Lord, every individual, I thank you, Father God. People prepared to step out and do something different. In the top tier, there's a couple right at the very front. You got long brown hair, sweetheart. Yeah, you just lifted your hand. What are your names? Yep. Gracie? Rosie. Rosie and Reno? Yeah, I see this rising up of both of you together. Yep, let's do it. Come on, let's do it. A big yes to Jesus. It's like there's this big yes to Jesus. I release faith to both of you today. And I thank you, Father God, that arise, shine, says the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So I thank you, Father God, right now, make some declarations with me. Right now, I'm going to declare some things and I want you to declare after me. Let's. Are you ready? You ready? All together? I want you with a big loud voice. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Let's search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let's. If we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. Let's hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Let's not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, if we have opportunity, let's do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Therefore, let's not judge one another anymore, but receive this, not to put a stumbling block or cause to fall in our brother's way. Let's therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let's run with endurance the race that is set before us. And again, louder. One more time. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord, for the water table of faith being raised up in this place today. Father, for new possibilities, new potential, new doors. God, new momentum for each one here in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let's, amen.
Father, I just thank you for that word. I just pray that it'll be a seed in our hearts that brings fruit for your glory above all else, Lord God. Let us see with eyes of faith, hear the voice of the Spirit with clarity, Lord God, I pray. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. You have an awesome week in the name of Jesus. Amen.